now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Most of us are here, and those that are thrilled. Good day, America, and welcome to a Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, the way in, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, as we know many of you do, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. We have a big Monday on tap for you here on the Spano and Black Attack. And on the other side, we'll set the table before we start knocking things down. But let's do what we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack. We let you know about the myriad of ways that you could take the Spano and Black Attack and all the programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via your devices, and how you can get all this programming via those aforementioned devices. And let's start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And also on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC, or simply go to iHeartRadio.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that coveted app versatility, Android, PC, Apple, or you can just go to TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. On the other side, we'll set the table and start knocking things down for this big Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey, what's up? We love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want. You can try it in classic or chili cheese.
Flame grilled and made with 100% beef, starting at just $1.99. Get a grilled dog now at participating Burger King restaurants. Flame grilling hot dogs since 2016. Price and participation vary.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Know how. You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now the fun begins.
It sure does as we tip off this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Again, I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. We got a big 2 hours on tap for you, and I'm going to keep you company all by myself all the way through, which gives you ample opportunity to weigh in again at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. But we do have a lot of topics on tap for you. Obviously, what we're going to do is we're going to start right out of the gates with Game 5 NBA Finals. It's tonight at the Oracle. No Draymond Green. We'll get into all of that as we move along through the first hour. Once we finish with all the NBA talk, and the specific focus of the NBA talk is Game 5 NBA Finals, we're going to move to the horse racing track, and we're going to talk Belmont Stakes. We'll give you a recap of the Belmont Stakes, three races, three winners in the Triple Crown Series. We'll talk about how and why Creator is your 2016 Belmont Stakes champion and why Exaggerator came up as flat as he did. So we'll move on to that. Then as we move through the show and get into hour number two, we'll talk a lot NHL as the Stanley Cup Finals are complete. And the Pittsburgh Penguins are the champions of the National Hockey League World. We'll talk about that. And then finally, at the back end of the show, we'll talk about the passing of hockey legend, hockey great Gordie Howe. And that's pretty much the rundown of this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. So let's dive in and let's start with Game 5 NBA Finals tonight at the Oracle in Oakland. Warriors and Cavs. Warriors up 3-1. In this best of seven series with their terrific effort, particularly down the stretch in Game 4. And the Warriors find themselves on the cusp of back-to-back NBA championships, and they find themselves on the cusp of being anointed as one of the truly great teams in NBA history. And rightfully so. This core group, if they get the victory here, or in Game 6, or in Game 7, will have won back-to-back NBA titles. They'll have a record-setting regular season win total on their resume. So when you look at this two-year run, it has to put them amongst the greatest NBA teams that there has ever been, without question. And maybe they're on their way to a dynasty. They're not alone in their greatness atop the NBA, but right now, while I thought Cleveland was going to win this series, I really no longer feel that way. But while they're not alone in this league right now, they look like the class of this league. But that said, let's not put the cart before the horse. Yes, they're up 3-1. Yes, they're now the overwhelming favorites to win this series. And has somebody who throughout this playoff run has picked the Cleveland Cavaliers to win the NBA title, I do now finally feel that the Golden State Warriors are going to win this NBA title eventually, but they have a little bit of an uphill climb in Game 5. They will be without Draymond Green, who, after reviewing the foul and the confrontation between him and LeBron James late in Game 4, the NBA, in their infinite wisdom, decided to assess Draymond Green a flagrant one and suspend him for Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Now, the suspension is as a result of the suspension is as a result of the points rule that the NBA institutes in the postseason as it relates to flagrant fouls and technical fouls. So this wasn't something where the NBA looked at this incident as an isolated incident and said, wow, Draymond Green's transgression here was severe enough to cause a suspension. So I get that. It was kind of out of their hands once they looked at it and assessed Draymond Green a flagrant one. It now instituted enough points in the flagrant foul points that Draymond Green was suspended for Game 5. My big problem with the league here, how do you look at that going on, at what transpired in Game 4 and decide that that's worthy of a flagrant foul? I understand at the time your official on the floor called a double foul and nothing more. What they probably should have done in retrospect was called double technicals and move on. And if you look what happened with the league offices, they assessed LeBron a technical foul when they reviewed the incident. Well, maybe what they should have done and what the league offices should have done after review of this incident was assess both guys a technical foul and, in essence, assess the double technicals that should have been assessed during the game and move forward. And then you have Draymond Green available for Game 5. Now, I'm not championing, and I'm not going to be the one that's going to, you know, trumpet the cause for Draymond Green has to be available for Game 5. He's done a lot of things in this postseason up until this point that put him in this position. I get it. But I don't understand how the league could review that footage and deem Draymond Green having committed a flagrant foul. That's simply something I just don't understand. I don't think what he did was worthy of a flagrant foul, and therefore he would not have accumulated enough points to be suspended. Because if they go with the more justifiable technical foul, he doesn't quite have enough points to merit a suspension under the technical foul points. So to me, when I look at it, it should have been double technicals on the court. Instead, they call double common fouls. So after you review it, call double technicals. Nobody would shoot free throws anyway. Each player, LeBron and Draymond, get another point under, you know, in their postseason allotment of technical foul points. Neither is suspended, and we play Game 5 at full strength. That's what should have happened. That's not what happened. For some reason, somehow, in reviewing what went on in Game 5, the NBA offices, led by Kiki Vanderway in this case, decided that what Draymond Green did was worthy of a flagrant foul. I just simply don't see it. And what it smells like to me in so many ways is what we often see on the court in the NBA. It smells of a makeup call. Because you got it wrong in the last series against OKC with the groin kick, and you didn't suspend Draymond Green when you should have, well, now you go the other way when he's in an incident, and you suspend him when you shouldn't have. It doesn't make sense, and two wrongs don't make a right. Did the NBA make a mistake in the last go-around by not suspending Draymond Green after he kicked Steven Adams in the groin? In my mind, no question that he deserved a suspension there. But you didn't deem that worthy of a suspension So you moved forward and didn't suspend him. Now, a far less severe incident, which you could have and should have classified as a technical foul and not a flagrant foul, and that would have kept them on the court for Game 5 of the NBA Finals, you instead deem it a flagrant foul and put Draymond Green in a position to be suspended as a result of accumulating the necessary flagrant foul points in the postseason to merit the one-game suspension. Again, I don't know how you watch that and think of anything more than dueling technicals or double technicals in this case. And to me, it smells of a makeup call for the NBA, and that's bothersome to me. And we'll talk about that more on the other side. I'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY and your tweets at JoeSpano56 or at SportsBylineUSA. All that more next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as we know many of you do, at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Thus far, the focus of the discussion has been Game 5 NBA Finals, Cavs-Warriors, specifically we're discussing the suspension of Draymond Green. And again, I've come out against it. And, you know, it all boils down to Draymond Green being assessed a flagrant one, and that flagrant one accumulating enough points to trigger a suspension of Draymond Green for Game 5 as a result of the playoff protocol and the point setup that they have for the postseason for flagrant fouls and technical fouls. And Draymond Green being assessed a flagrant foul after a review by the league offices has triggered this suspension. Again, I want to make it clear, it wasn't as though the league came out with the suspension as a result of the incident per se. As Kiki Vanderway said, the incident in and of itself was not enough to merit a suspension. But as a result of classifying it as a flagrant one, it adds a point to Draymond Green's flagrant foul point total and automatically triggers the suspension. But it goes back to what I said last segment. You look at this, it's not a flagrant foul in plain English. Maybe it wasn't a common foul between LeBron and Draymond Green. And maybe that's where your officials on the floor got it wrong. But you watch what transpires between the two guys. And when I say the two guys, I mean LeBron and I mean Draymond Green. Well, you gave LeBron a technical. I didn't see anything significantly more egregious from Draymond Green that justified him getting the flagrant one as opposed to a technical. So again, I think the league got this one wrong, and I think they're wrong for classifying this as a flagrant one and as a result triggering the suspension of Draymond Green. It should have been double technicals. Nobody gets suspended. Everybody goes in full strength for Game 5. Again, as a lot of what I said the first segment, I said it smelled and it reeked of a makeup call. And to me, that's troubling. I mean, I know the NBA does that on the floor all the time. A star bitches and whines about a call, and then mysteriously, or a coach does, mysteriously, there's the makeup call. You're like, well, what happened there? And you kind of put it together and like, oh, there's your makeup call for the missed call on the other side of the floor. Well, that shouldn't be in something as important as this. I understand that. I'm no Draymond Green apologist. Believe me. What he did to Steven Adams was egregious, offensive, and it should have netted him a suspension in the Western Conference Finals. It didn't. That doesn't mean this far less egregious offense should net him a suspension here in the NBA Finals. Again, smells of makeup call. And I understand, you know, Draymond Green's far from a choir boy, and it's his behavior thus far in the NBA Finals as it relates to his proclivity for committing flagrant fouls and committing egregious acts that could put you in a position to be suspended has got him to this point. But I just think that the NBA was misguided in how they looked at what transpired late in Game 4 and how they see that as a flagrant foul for Draymond Green. I don't know. I mean, I read their explanation. We all know their explanation. You know, the fact that he attempted to hit LeBron in the groin and that he attempted to make excessive and unnecessary contact. I get all of that. It doesn't ring true. Their explanation doesn't ring true. Just as their explanation didn't ring true in the Western Conference Finals as to why they didn't suspend Draymond Green. We've said it before, I'll say it again. It's an old hackneyed line, but two wrongs don't make a right. This is a miscarriage of justice and a classic NBA makeup call. And now all the conspiracy theorists are going to come out. And a lot of people are going to say a lot of things like, if Golden State wasn't down 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals, would Draymond Green have suspended there? Was it an effort by the NBA to make sure to give the Golden State Warriors the best possible chance to make it to the NBA Finals? I don't know that I necessarily believe that. I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist, you see. And I don't know that I believe that the NBA offices would rule on suspensions based on a team standing within a postseason series and try and dictate who gets to an NBA finals and who moves along in a series. I understand the NBA has things they want. Their dream matchup for this year's NBA finals was Warriors-Cavaliers. But at the same time, their dream matchup in an NBA NBA Western Conference finals was Golden State-San Antonio, and they didn't get that. So you can't always dictate what you want. I'm not a believer that the NBA would go through these kind of steps just to dictate the terms that they want and set up the matchups that they want. There are things that they want to happen and wish would happen, and there are ideal circumstances. So I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist saying, well, Draymond might have got suspended in the conference finals if the situation was different than it was, and Draymond's getting suspended here because the Cavs are on the brink of elimination, and here's an opportunity to extend the series. I don't buy that. I just buy classic makeup call and classic bad decisions by the NBA front office. I mean, these things happen all the time. You watch a baseball game and you watch the review go down from New York and you're like, how can you sit there, take 2 minutes and review that and come to the conclusion that that runner is safer out for argument's sake? After you're sitting there watching the same replay and you're convinced that it's the other way and that the call would be overturned. So these type of mystifying decisions by league offices, replay officials, et cetera, they happen all the time. I don't think they're part of a great conspiracy plan by leagues to facilitate the outcome that they want or set up the outcome that they want. You know, the NBA and Major League Baseball and the National Football League, they're not professional wrestling. No offense to, you know, World Wrestling Entertainment and all other, you know, leagues that promote professional wrestling, but the realities are that the outcomes are choreographed. No, it's a scripted sport that is supposed to be a physical confrontation between two people. But they script the outcome. The outcome in the NBA, in the NFL, in the NHL is not scripted. The better team is supposed to win. Or we'll say it like this, the team that plays best will win. That's the realities of the situation. The outcomes are not scripted. Again, this is not the WWE. Where, yes, it's, you know, in the WWE, to give all credit to those performers, it's athletic, it's physical, the injuries are real. But what they are doing is they are scripting a physical confrontation between two sides, and they know full well who will win. That's not what they're doing in the NBA. We're not scripting a basketball game here knowing full well which side will win or which side we want to win. So this conspiracy theory is silly. You know, to maybe make an even better comparison, it's not the Harlem Globetrotters versus the Washington Generals. And again, I understand those games weren't scripted, but everything was tilted so far in the balance. They tilted the balance so far in favor of the Harlem Globetrotters, and the Globetrotters never lost. That's not what's going on here in the NBA Finals. So this idea that somehow the National Basketball Association has suspended Draymond Green and feels justified in doing so because of where we are in this series in an effort to extend it and squeeze out some more TV ratings, that's silly. It really is silly. And if you want to know why it's so silly, I talked about professional wrestling and pro wrestling being choreographed and having the outcome scripted and having it in essence be, the physicality's real, but the fight's not. You know, it's a physical confrontation between two sides where The people in charge and the two combatants in the ring know the outcome. And that is why professional wrestling, while it has its place as a spectator event, and it has its fans and things of that nature, well, it's why it's not the National Football League. It's why it's not the National Basketball Association. It's not the NHL, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When fans believe that outside influences will influence the outcome and that the league is somehow pulling the strings to orchestrate an outcome and that the sport and the outcome is scripted in some way or fixed, fans won't buy in and they won't believe in it. And they'll no longer watch it. We'll talk about that more on the other side. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 800-878-PLAY to weigh in or on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. More of the Attack right after this.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack.
Who is it?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in. That number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. And be sure to follow us on Twitter, whether it be at JoeSpano56 or more specifically at Sports Byline USA, because when you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA, you get all kinds of programming updates. We give you insight on what's coming up next on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, give you a little peek behind the curtain so you can look ahead and kind of schedule your programming day. Also, we give you a heads up on what's coming up on Best of Byline. It's that two-hour block we run on weekdays from starting at 6 Eastern time, 3 Pacific time, where we give you a second chance to catch anything that you may have missed from earlier in the day on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, whether it be some of the Spano and Black Attack, whether it be titillating sports, whatever it might be. There is that second chance at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time on weekdays to catch some of the best and brightest on Best of Byline. So follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA, and we'll tell you exactly what's coming up on Best of Byline. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again to weigh in, 800-878-7529. Again, on the aforementioned Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. Main topic on the agenda is Game 5 NBA Finals right now. And most of the focus, and we'll start getting into attacking this game, but most of my focus these first two segments has been the unjust suspension, in my mind, of Draymond Green. Again, in many ways, the NBA is hiding behind the fact that, well, we didn't suspend him. In many ways, he suspended himself with his actions, and he's accumulated enough points based on our postseason flagrant foul rules that we have no choice but to suspend him. And while on some level that's true, as I've said, the realities are how you review this and deem this a flagrant foul and just assign LeBron a technical, I don't know. Should have been double technicals. Let's all move on. Again, I'm not here to put the necessarily put over the Golden State Warriors and make sure that they're in the best position to win. I'm just talking about what's right. And I've said throughout this hour, it's the classic makeup call. It's almost as though the NBA, after Draymond gets involved in this incident, is making up for not suspending him in the last round against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And again, I've heard a bunch of people and the conspiracy theorists, well, they're doing it now because it'll keep the series going longer. Golden State's not on the brink of elimination. And in the last series, they didn't want to eliminate Golden State because of the fact that they were down and they didn't want to put them in a worse position and not have Golden State get to the NBA Finals. I don't buy that. Again, the premise I do buy is we want to keep our stars on the court as best we can. I'm not a believer in the fact that the league will bend situations to favor anybody. Again, it goes back to what I was talking about at the back of the last segment. What you can't start orchestrating outcomes or orchestrating situations that put you in a position to get the outcome you want. And there's a reason for that. Once your fan base doesn't believe your sport's necessarily on the up and up, you'll lose them. Let's go all the way back to baseball in the wake of the Black Sox scandal of 1919. When people didn't believe that baseball was on the up and up and that somehow the outcomes were choreographed, people stopped watching and baseball almost died. Babe Ruth comes along and hits home runs like nobody ever had before, as far as the distance of them, the volume of them, and everything else. And he perhaps single-handedly saves baseball. But the minute people do not believe that your sport is a legitimate sporting event and contest, you will lose your audience. The fact that everybody knows that professional wrestling is not a legitimate sport or contest, that the outcome is in fact orchestrated, that limits their audience. Boxing audiences have dropped off over the years and over the decades because of the poor decisions by judges and the fact that promoters handpick opponents and curry favor with sanctioning bodies, all of that sort of stuff that made the outcomes of those bouts look as though they may not be 100% on the up and up, hurts your audience. When your audience doesn't believe that your product is for real, you'll lose your audience. So there's no way in my mind that the NBA wants to be put in a position where its fan base thinks it's doing its best to orchestrate the outcome of games, because once people don't believe in the product, they'll leave. That's the truth of the matter. So I don't buy into all these conspiracy theories. Do I think the NBA erred in the last round in not suspending Draymond Green? And did they not want to handicap the Golden State Warriors? And did that play a role in their thinking? Sure it did. And did maybe the fact that Draymond Green is and coming with the prior reputation, does that, and you look at the situation of where this series stands, does that play a role in perhaps making this a flagrant one instead of a double technical? Yeah, I guess. The Golden State Warriors have room to burn it, but ultimately to me, it's not about choreographing the outcome and getting additional games in the series and making the series more competitive and all those things. It's about making up for a missed call the last go-around. For lack of a better word, you kept the whistle in your pocket the last time. Everybody bitched about it. Now you blew the whistle here when you shouldn't have. There's the makeup call. But the makeup call now cost the Golden State Warriors dearly, as with an opportunity to close out at home, they lose one of their three best players, and they lose far and away, in my mind, their best two-way player. And in many ways, he's perhaps their most important player. I think in this series, he has been their most important player with what he does on both ends of the floor. He is a key cog to their offense because he can shoot the three, does a masterful job of facilitating the offense of others, is a tenacious rebounder, and gives them some physicality that at times they can lack without his presence. And on the defensive end of the floor, while LeBron's put up good numbers, he hasn't been the dominating factor that he's needed to be for the Cavaliers, and that's why the Cavaliers find themselves down 3-1. And he's stifled a lot of guys. He's just been a great defensive presence and a great two-way presence. So to me, you know, you're losing perhaps your most important player. And that puts you in a position to end up still up, but only up 3-2 going back to Cleveland for game six. And who knows what happens? You know, maybe you could be on the wrong end of a storied comeback, much like you were on the right end of a storied comeback in the last round in the Western Conference Finals versus Oklahoma City. I mean, the realities are the numbers say that this isn't going to happen. Here's what the numbers say. Teams up 3-1 in the NBA Finals, a perfect 32-0. Just 13-10 at home in the Game 5s. So no Draymond Green. Room to breathe. Opposition with the back against the wall. An even more motivated LeBron for a number of reasons. Everything from being called out to not coming up big in the must-win Game 4 leads me to believe that Cleveland wins Game 5. Game 6 could be real interesting, and then who knows where we go. I mean, I don't see how against a team as good as Golden State, Cleveland wins 3 games in a row to steal this series. But we've seen it happen before, and it's one of the reasons. It hasn't happened in NBA Finals before, but we have seen it happen in the playoffs before. And we just saw it happen in the Western Conference Finals this year. It's why the Golden State Warriors are here. So that said, do I ultimately think now do I think the Cavaliers can come back and win this series and make history? I think they can. Do I think they will? No, I think they're very much hard-pressed to do that. I think this Warriors team is too good. They are not going to lose 3 games in a row. But I think they're going to lose tonight without Draymond Green, with a little extra cushion, even in their own building, and an even more focused and even more determined and even more desperate LeBron James. You know, in all reality, Game 4 was Cleveland's to win. They're up 8 at halftime. Could have been up more. that fourth quarter where they just could not hit a shot and the Warriors went crazy from deep, that doomed them, and that was the difference. And that's why the Cavaliers find themselves in this hole. It was a nip and tuck game for three quarters. And game four was a terrific basketball game. But in that fourth quarter, at crunch time, when it counted the most, it was the Golden State Warriors that came up big and not the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I think without Draymond Green and with their backs against the wall, it's LeBron James who comes up big, because he has to, and the Cleveland Cavaliers, they find a way to steal game five and send this one back to Cleveland. What happens from there, I don't know. And we'll talk about that after game five unfolds and see what it is exactly we have to talk about. But, you know, Draymond is important, and we talked about that. You know, when they've played small with Draymond at center, 81 minutes in this series, he's the Golden State Warriors are plus 53, a minus 24 in the other 111 minutes of action without Draymond Green at center. It'll be interesting to see what they do lineup-wise tonight. Do they move Iguodala into the first unit, or do they keep him with the second unit and dust off a Brandon Rush or something along those lines? You know, should be interesting. I know what we will see. We shockingly saw him quite a bit in game four. It was only 7 minutes, but we saw him. I think we'll see even more of him in game five, and that's James Michael McAdoo. But, you know, I think what you have here is one team with breathing. Remember, history shows this. You know, those teams that go up 3-1, up until this point, they've never lost in an NBA Finals. But they win as they lose just about as often as they win in game five, because there's a difference in the level and sense of urgency. And I think that's what you're going to see here, is that difference in sense of urgency. You have a Golden State Warriors team that is without one of their key cogs, if not their most important cog. So I think a very desperate Cavaliers team comes out, finds a way to win this game. And again, a lot, you know, it's intriguing what kind of starting lineup do the Cavaliers put, do the Warriors put out there? Do they go Draymond, Iguodala? Do they keep him with the second unit and dust off a Brandon Rush or something like that? You know, how much more James Michael McAdoo do we see? All intriguing questions. We'll talk more about it as we wrap up hour one next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Be sure to keep it where it is.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
There's a lot more of the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline, but we are getting ready to tie a bow around Hour 1. We look ahead to a big Hour 2. And Hour 1, the focus again, Game 5 NBA Finals. And we talked a lot about the suspension of Draymond Green, how unjust I felt it was. But at the same time, I don't think it was the NBA trying to sway the outcome of the game and dictate the outcome of these basketball games. I think it's a simple makeup call. It's done all the time on the court. Here's a case of it done by the executive offices. That said, I do like Cleveland to win this game five. I think eventually Golden State wins this series. But I do think Cleveland, the more desperate team, Cleveland, the team that's got everybody in their lineup, will find a way to win game five in the Oracle. It won't be easy. And it's going to be about LeBron James imposing his will on game five the way he didn't, quite honestly, in game four. He did not impose his will on game four. And he came up small. He cannot again for the Cavaliers to win. And without Draymond Green in the lineup, on the defensive end of the floor, I expect Cleveland to be a heck of a lot better because they can focus that much more attention on Klay Thompson and Steph Curry and not get beat deep like they did in game four. Because they don't have any without Draymond Green in the lineup, they're going to pay a lot smaller penalty by focusing on those guards at the expense of those interior players. And I think that's going to be a big factor in game five as well. The fact that Cleveland can really defend that perimeter and not get penalized on the interior by Golden State. I think that focused LeBron James, and I think you're going to see a lineup where Iguodala's still with the second unit. They got wiggle room. I think we see Brandon Rush, and I think the Warriors try and keep it as much business as usual in Game 5 as they can. Well, that's a wrap for Hour 1. On the other side, we're going to have the news. We'll then have Hour 2. Got a whole lot coming at you in Hour 2, but you keep it right here for the news on Sports Byline. Then I'll be back with Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Authorities in Orlando hold a press conference and clarify the death toll after the worst mass shooting in U.S. history.
I think what some people had been given out at one point in time was the shooter was included in the number at 50.
There are 49 victims. We don't really count the shooter as a victim.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Paul Wissapal telling reporters this morning that there were 49 people killed by gunman Omar Mateen inside the popular gay nightclub. Mateen was then killed in a shootout with SWAT officers. At least 53 others were wounded. And Donald Trump also weighing in on the Orlando terror attack on Fox News, saying,
I'm calling for strength. I'm calling for intelligence. I'm calling, and one of the things we really have to focus on is our intelligence community, because we're not getting the right intelligence.
Trump stressing the need for people to contact the authorities if they suspect someone may be planning to carry out some type of attack. This is USA Radio News.
If you'd like to control your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news. My name is Floyd Brown, and I'm the CEO of USA Radio. It's called the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. I'm using it myself. 22 clinical studies confirm regular use of the Zona Plus can decrease your blood pressure by 10% or more. That's why it's been written about by Harvard, the Mayo Clinic, and the American Heart Association. As a listener to USA Radio, the company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to ZonaPlusUSA.com. That's ZonaPlusUSA.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention USA Radio and save $50 on your Zona Plus and change your life. Remember, ZonaPlusUSA.com.
Authorities in Orlando confirmed that the gunman that killed nearly 50 people at that popular gay nightclub called Pulse early yesterday pledged allegiance to ISIS, something that the president again refuses to acknowledge. USA Radio's Jason Wirt's been covering the story for us this morning.
President Obama is facing criticism after he refused to call the Orlando terrorist attack Islamic terrorism. In his press conference addressing the attack, the president wouldn't even acknowledge known facts that the gunman declared support for ISIS.
We are still learning all the facts. This is an open investigation. We've reached no definitive judgment on the precise motivations of the killer.
International newspapers and media outlets such as the London Daily Mail noted the president refused to call the attack Islamic terrorism despite ISIS claiming to be behind it. I'm Jason Wirt.
And the FBI investigating what influence ISIS may have had on the Orlando gay nightclub shooter. There are reports that Omar Mateen called 911 swearing allegiance to the terror group before being shot and killed by police. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
Oh. B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
USA Radio News continuing coverage of the worst mass shooting in U.S. history, where the recent attack on that nightclub has people pondering the terrorist motivation. Was he driven by scriptural mandates of Islam? USA Radio's Russ Jones reports a Muslim scholar spoke in Orlando claiming killing homosexuals is the compassionate thing to do.
Death is the sentence. I mean, look, there's nothing to be embarrassed about this. That death is the sentence.
That's Farouk Sakalasvar. He made those comments in 2013 at the Husseini Islamic Center of Sanford, Florida. The Iranian scholar admits the Islamic tenet is allowed under Sharia law is illegal in the U.S. He also says it's the only way gays and lesbians can be forgiven.
Well, we have to have that compassion for people. With homosexuals, the same. Out of compassion, let's get rid of him now.
Some believe ISIS drove the horrific attack in Orlando, but more correctly, the mandate to kill homosexuals is found in Sharia law, rooted in Islamic scripture, the Quran. I'm Russ Jones.
An Ohio school district is suing the federal government to protect unclothed girls and boys from transgender students who are permitted by the Obama administration's mandate to use the showers and locker rooms legally designated for students of the opposite biological sex. The lawsuit arguing that students' right to privacy, which prohibits them from being forced to be nude with the opposite sex, is being blatantly violated. This is USA Radio News.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of a Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. That number to get involved, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as we know a lot of you do, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. We do have a big Hour 2 on tap for you here on the attack, and on the other side, we'll set the table for Hour 2, and then we'll start knocking things down. But as we do at the top of each and every hour of the attack, we're going to run down the myriad of ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Spano and Black Attack with you on the go via your devices. Starting, of course, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app, an app you can download to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't, be they Apple, be they Android, be they PC, or just go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that coveted app versatility. So you can download the app to any of your favorite devices, be they Apple, be they Android, or be they PC, or even just go to TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and that coveted Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day. And we couldn't thank them enough for their service to the greatest country in the world. On the other side, open phone lines, 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. We'll set the table for Hour 2 and start knocking things down next, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey, what's up? We love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. Mm. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want. You can try it in classic or chili cheese.
Flame grilled and made with 100% beef. Starting at just $1.99. Get a grilled dog now at participating Burger King restaurants. Flame grilling hot dogs since 2016. Price and participation vary.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable. That has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career. Really? Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard? Big joke. Big joke. Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people. Well, there goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer. What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Into the stretch, and Destin has taken the lead in the Belmont Stakes. Stradivari is there. Governor Malibu couldn't get through on the inside. He is in traffic. Exaggerator. Here comes Lonnie on the far outside, and Creator is coming too. It is Destin in front. Creator, Lonnie on the outside. Destin and Creator, these two come down to the line together. Too close to goal. It was Creator and Destin right on the wire.
That was the call of the 148th Test of Champions, the Belmont Stakes, which took place this weekend at Belmont Park. That brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number to get involved again, 800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know so many of you do, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. Before we dive into the Belmont Stakes, which is where we're going to start this hour, let's quickly set the table for the entire hour. Again, we're going to focus a chunk of hour two on the 2016 Belmont Stakes, the 148th running of the Test of the Champions. And we're going to talk about Creator's win by a nose over Destin. Then we'll roll out of the Thoroughbred Racing and the Belmont Stakes, and we'll roll into the NHL. As the Pittsburgh Penguins have won the Stanley Cup, their second one in the last 10 years, and the second one with this group of Sid the Kid and Malkin and Marc-Andre Fleury, and we'll talk about that. And then before we wrap it up, we'll talk a little bit about the passing of one of the hockey legends, Gordie Howe. So that's pretty much your rundown for this hour on a Monday here on the Spano and Black Attack. But where we should start, of course, is with Creator's victory by a nose over Destin in the 148th Test of the Champions. That's what we call the Belmont Stakes. So your realities, Lonnie was third, who made a great charge on the outside. Governor Malibu fourth, Stradivari fifth. Exaggerator had absolutely nothing, gets pulled up in the stretch by Kent DeSormo, and finishes 11th. So that bad workout during the week that Anthony Stabile made mention of on Friday was a harbinger of things to come. And it led for a lot of people having Exaggerator completely out of the money. And he showed a lot of people to be right as he was pulled up and ran 11th. He just had nothing left. So we get three Triple Crown racers and we get three winners. You had Nyquist win the Derby in what was just a terrific effort. And he came in as an overwhelming favorite for the Preakness. Doesn't get nearly as good a trip, comes in third, ends up not being all that healthy as a result, not coming out of the race all that sound, so we don't see him in the Belmont. Exaggerator, who was extremely impressive in the slop at Pimlico, looks weary from the grind that is three races in 5 weeks during the Triple Crown season, has a lousy workout, gets a fast track, and really has nothing to offer in this race. And Creator, who gets a brilliant trip and is ideally set up by his stablemate, Gettysburg, who sets a perfect pace, taxes Destin on the front of this race the entire way until he drops off to finish well out of the money. In essence, what Gettysburg was used as was a rabbit in this race, and he set up an ideal pace for Creator, who got just a brilliant ride and got a perfect trip thanks to Erod Ortiz Jr. And he comes up down the stretch. He's got a ton of horse left, and he runs down Destin to win by a nose. You have Lonnie flying up on the outside, who didn't get as nearly as good a trip, had a lot of horse left, took a lot of effort. And you have to wonder if Lonnie gets a better trip, does Lonnie win this race? Because as impressed as I was by Creator running down Destin, Creator got a brilliant ride from Erod Ortiz, got a perfect trip, saved distance throughout this race to win it by a nose, and that saved distance and that saved energy was just enough to allow Creator to win this race. Destin ran a brilliant race under less than optimal circumstances. Gettysburg, you know, coming in as an additional speed horse here, pushed this pace for Destin and put Destin in a position where he expended a lot by the time they turned for home and just didn't have enough to hold off the hard-charging Creator at the wire. And again, now you understand why the owners of Creator, who also own Gettysburg, put the rabbit in the race. Because what would have happened is, without Gettysburg in the race, you probably have Destin sitting on that front by himself, running some nice, slow, comfortable fractions to the point where he has enough left when he turns for home to win this race. That's the gamesmanship that's part of thoroughbred racing. You've got a horse in your stable who can act as an ideal rabbit. Put him in a race, put him out there. That's exactly what they did. You get a brilliant ride from Erod Ortiz Jr. Creator gets a great trip. Everything falls right. And in impressive fashion, Creator wins the Belmont Stakes by a nose. Lonnie, who maybe ran the best race of all and looked like he had the most left, turning for home, just got a tougher trip, had more traffic to navigate, came on from further back, and just couldn't get there. But this horse, this Lonnie, who other than Exaggerator, was the only horse to run in all three legs of the Triple Crown, improved in each race on American soil and really is a darn good horse. And I guess presents a very intriguing option going forward for the Breeders' Cup. It's a skittish horse. It's kind of an odd horse, and it's a quirky horse as far as its personality. But boy, the horse is well-bred and is certainly showing itself to be an extremely talented horse. So, you know, come late in the year, right after Halloween or, you know, late October, early November when they run the Breeders' Cup? Maybe Lonnie's in the Classic or in a race in the Breeders' Cup, and boy, it's a horse that's going to have to be accounted for. But again, you know, and I was so impressed. It got the tougher trip, had so much left to give, just couldn't get there. And Destin, again, under less than optimal circumstances, hanging and giving Creator all at once down that stretch in what was a terrific Belmont Stakes. You don't see the Belmont Stakes, and I believe it's just the third one, to finish with such a tight margin as a nose like that. But, you know, a terrific race. Everything sets up perfect for Creator. Creator takes advantage of it just barely. Lonnie gives you a hell of a race. Destin gives you a hell of a race. Governor Malibu right there. Stradivari right there. But the story of the day was the great effort by Creator. The perfect set of circumstances set up by his owners. And then on the track by Irad Ortiz Jr. saving distance and getting him a perfect trip. Destin again. Running his heart out and running and finishing a very, very close second by just a nose under less than optimal circumstances after having dueled with, in essence, a rabbit sent out there by the owners of the horse you're battling with down the stretch to take as much out of you as he can. For you to finish second by a nose like that, very impressive work by Destin and not something I expected to see in this Belmont Stakes. And then again, we talked a lot about Lonnie not getting as good a trip, yet placing third. Very, very impressive. On the other side, more on the Belmont Stakes, specifically Exaggerator and how little he had left for the Belmont. That's next on the Attack before we transition into other things. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, this is a nice place to visit.
I don't know if you'd want to live here as we continue with the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in on anything we've talked about thus far, that number again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter at JoeSpano56 at Sports Byline USA. Again, on the table, you can go all the way back to hour one and talk Game 5 NBA Finals. Everything from who do you think is going to win, and I weighed in with my thoughts there, to how important it is for the Cavaliers for LeBron to come up big and be far and away the best player on the floor, to what the loss of Draymond Green for Game 5 will mean in Game 5. And I guess the final thing you can weigh in on as it relates to that is the conspiracy theory. I say there is none. And I went all the way back to point out the bottom line is once the fans think that there's a chance that the game's not on the up and up, you'll lose them. Ain't pro wrestling. And by the way, you know, you even go back to pro wrestling now compared to its glory days. When the fans were able to suspend their disbelief or suspend their, you know, and they forgot for a minute that it wasn't real, and they invested in who was involved in the physical confrontation, they watched. When they didn't think it was real and everybody knew it was fake, they didn't watch. That simple. So the NBA is not putting themselves in a position where people doubt the integrity or the legitimacy of their sport. So there's no conspiracy theory here. Just drop it right there. You can weigh in on all of those things. You can weigh in on the Belmont Stakes as well. The 148th Test of the Champions, won by Creator in just a terrific, everything set up right for Creator, but a great effort by Creator nonetheless. And we're talking about that. So you can weigh in on all avenues on that. And again, we'll kind of wrap up the race here talking a little bit about Exaggerator and how little that horse had left. And it's something we speculated on at the back end of the week, in particular when we talked to Anthony Stabile from the Horse Racing Radio Network on Friday. As we were closing the door on the show, we had talked. He had talked about how that really bad workout, you know, forgetting, you know, all the Kent DeSormo stuff and the acrimony to some level between Kent and Keith, who do not have a great relationship, the rehab stint and everything else. He talked about a workout during the week, just a putrid workout by Exaggerator that showed that the horse had very little left. Three races in 5 weeks for these world-class three-year-olds is a lot to ask, and it's a lot more than they normally run. An Exaggerator was a lightly raced horse. And I wouldn't say a lightly raced. Stradivari was the really lightly raced horse of the bunch. But, you know, none of these horses run that often. And you saw Exaggerator had nothing left to give on Belmont Stakes Day, and we speculated about it a lot, and for a lot of us, it resulted in us believing that the horse was not going to finish in the money. And it didn't. And now you'll move on to, the summer season of thoroughbred racing. There'll be the Travers, there'll be the Haskell, which are exciting races. You'll have the meetup, you know, and then you'll have the Breeders' Cup as the year go, you know, at the back end of the year. And it'll be interesting to see who's in that. Like I said, Lonnie's coming. He's now used to racing on American soil. And that's a horse that's coming with a bullet. And I expect him to be a factor amongst these three-year-olds as the season here in the good old U.S. of A. marches along. But I guess the big takeaway, because we've dissected the race, broke it all down, is the greatness of American Pharoah. And how hard what he did actually was. The fact that before him, the last time it had been done was 1978, should really show you how hard it is to win the Triple Crown and to win those three races. in 5 weeks. But now you come back, you have Farrow actually do it. And then he wins the Breeders' Cup Classic against older horses. Should show you how great and how special that horse was and how special what we saw was last year. Because on the heels of American Pharoah, you now have a triple crown. You now have a triple crown series that three races, three winners. And only two horses can actually run, end up running in all three races. And that's Lonnie, and that's Exaggerator. And Exaggerator had nothing left in the third of those three races. And I mean nothing. So a testament, if you weren't sure how special and great what you saw last year from American Pharoah was, you now certainly know how great it was just by watching what unfolded this year. Now, again, were any of these horses, none of these horses were in the class of American Pharoah. That's a given. But I really, really do believe that what you saw this year spotlights how special what you saw last year was. Again, what Pharoah did, not only in winning the Triple Crown and having the stamina to win those three races in 5 weeks, and the lack of stamina and how little Exaggerator had left, how Nyquist was not sound coming out of the Preakness and could not run in the Belmont. You know, those things should spotlight the greatness of American Pharoah, and American Pharoah will go down as one of history's great thoroughbreds. And on top of that, to come out and win the Breeders' Cup Classic, again, against older horses. Four-year-old horses are more mature and more at their peak athletically as far as running. And typically in that Breeders' Cup Classic, one of those 4 or 5-year-old horses typically beats the best of the 3-year-olds that are in that race. So for Pharoah to come and win the Breeders' Cup Classic shows you just how special a horse this is. Those four races showed you the magic of American Pharoah and just showed you how great that horse racing can be with that special horse. So hopefully you had some level of appreciation for what you saw in American Pharoah. I didn't as it was transpiring. I won't say I didn't appreciate it. I just kept trying to find a way for that horse to get beat because I did not think that that horse was a Triple Crown worthy horse. I just wasn't convinced. I didn't pick him in the Derby. I didn't pick him in the Preakness. And I didn't pick him in the Belmont. I didn't pick him in the Travers, and that was the one race he lost. Don't think I picked him in the Classic either. Couldn't have been more wrong. The horse showed his greatness. And now he's in the breeding shed, and all accounts are, and I had a discussion with some horse racing friends about this over the last couple of weeks, he has taken to breeding very, very well. So in the not-too-distant future, you're going to see those American Pharoah offspring hitting the track as 2-year-olds. And one of them, I'm sure one of them will likely be a 2-year-old champion. And not too far down the line, we're going to see an American Pharoah offspring in the Kentucky Derby. And we'll see what kind of sire he is. You know, that remains to be seen. It's not always a given if you are a great racehorse that you will be a great sire. Usually you can. The bloodlines run deep. And usually a lot of the greatness of the sire, you know, manifests itself in the offspring. And, you know, you have these great horses that turn out to be great sires and sire more great horses. It's why they pay so much to put them to stud and why they're so valuable in a breeding shed that they take them off the track early if they're special, special horses. And with American Pharoah, you know, I mean, they're going to breed them with only the best of the females. So the bloodlines on both sides will be exceptional, and they work hard. at crafting and breeding the right horses together to get Supreme Race horses. But that said, the success on the track is no guarantee of success in the breeding shed by any stretch of the imagination. Perhaps the greatest horse of all time and maybe the most dominant thoroughbred we've ever seen, Secretariat, was anything but a great sire. Never turned out. I don't think he had a single offspring win a grade one stakes race. The very best of his offspring were marginal stakes horses that maybe won a handful of grade three type stakes races. But for the most part, the offspring of Secretariat were nondescript horses. So while it's an anomaly, you know, there's a chance that American Pharoah may not be a great horse in the breeding shed. It'll be interesting to see a couple of years down the line as some of his offspring start hitting the track first as two-year-olds, and if one of them becomes a two-year-old champion and then as a three-year-old, if there's one or more of them in the Kentucky Derby and in the Triple Crown series of races. And it'll be interesting to see how his legacy continues. And if his legacy in the breeding shed outweighs his legacy on the track. Because his legacy on the track, while great and storied, was a little short in that to preserve his value in the breeding shed, they didn't let him race as a four-year-old. But on the other side, we got to switch gears. We got to talk hockey. We have a new Stanley Cup champion, and we got to mourn the loss of Gordie Howe. That's all next, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. And your tweets at JoeSpano56 and at Sports Byline USA. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy? When are you going to get your act together?
Well, I guess our act is not yet together as we roll on here on the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, 800-878-7529. On Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. We're going to talk a little hockey as we take you home here on this Monday edition of the Attack. First, Stanley Cup Finals. The Pittsburgh Penguins win the Stanley Cup 4-2 with a 3-1 victory over the San Jose Sharks in Game 6. This was a terrific series. I know it didn't get a lot of attention with an NBA Finals between two teams that everybody wanted in the NBA Finals unfolding in front of us. The death of Muhammad Ali and all kinds of other things going on within the world of sports. But this really was a great series. You had every game was close and hotly contested. Two overtime contests. It was, you know, despite the fact that it didn't go seven, it was a great Stanley Cup Finals and a lot of fun to watch. Sidney Crosby gets the playoff MVP. I don't know that he should have won. He had a good postseason, but I think Phil Kessel or the rookie goalie Matt Murray, who stepped in for Marc-Andre Fleury, I think those two guys were perhaps more deserving of that Stanley Cup, that playoff MVP award than Sid the Kid. But a great series. A, to me, somewhat stunning Stanley Cup Finals victory for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Not once the NHL playoffs started to unfold, because in my mind, once they got to the finals, they were going to win it. And once they eliminated the Capitals, they were going to win it. But I guess what was so stunning to me was the fact that the Washington Capitals didn't advance to the Stanley Cup Finals. I understand so many times the team that wins the President's Trophy comes up short in the NBA, in the NHL playoffs. I get all of that. But this was this Washington Capitals team looked so much better than everybody else around the NHL as the playoffs were starting to, as the regular season was unfolding. And literally, they had locked up the number one seed in the East early. I mean, they were done playing meaningful hockey in February. And then when the playoffs came, they just could never get it going. They did not get great goaltending in the postseason. And they really never hit that gear that they needed to in order to win. But that's what was stunning to me, because I really was of the mindset nobody could stop the Capitals from getting to the Stanley Cup Finals. And I was of the mindset that if the San Jose Sharks would have been opposite them, that they would have had no problems winning the Stanley Cup Finals. You know, I thought there were other teams that could have given the Capitals, if they had been there, a lot harder time. But that said, you go back and look, and the Capitals just never hit their stride. They struggled with the Flyers. And, you know, people forget all about that. They struggled with the Flyers in their first round matchup. And, you know, they just never got in gear. They managed to survive against the Flyers in the first round, the Capitals. But not long after that, it was a 4-2 win against a mediocre Flyers team. And then it was Pittsburgh came on and took the Capitals out. The Capitals couldn't even stretch into seven games. They won 4-2. So impressive and magical. And once that happened, I really liked Pittsburgh's chances. And then you watched how the Western Conference unfolded. I thought it set up well for them to win the Stanley Cup. And now they win their second one in the decade plus. I guess it's about 11 years now of the Crosby, Malkin, Marc-Andre Fleury core. You know, they won in 2009. They win again in 2016. They went to the finals in 2008. But it's been a decade-plus run with that group that has been littered with disappointments. You know, when the good fortune smiled upon the Penguins that they were able to get franchise-changing players at the very top of the NHL draft, so much was expected. A dynasty was expected for the Penguins, and it just didn't evolve that way. Again, while they had gone to the finals twice and had won a Stanley Cup, people thought so much more was going to come out of Pittsburgh in that decade-long run. They expected dominance, even with this second Stanley Cup win. I guess on some level, some will consider them underachievers. Although you go to the Stanley Cup three times in 10 years and you win it twice, I guess on some level it's hard to be considered an underachiever when you've got the third most wins in the NHL from the 2005-2006 season, where this trio all got together since Sidney Crosby specifically made his NHL debut. He got 75 playoff wins in that span, second behind the Blackhawks. You've appeared in three Stanley Cup finals. Only Chicago has appeared in as many as that, also three in that time. And you've won two Stanley Cups, becoming just one of three teams in the salary cap era to win more than one, joining the Blackhawks and the Los Angeles Kings. So when you look at that 10-plus years of Sidney Crosby, Malkin, Marc-Andre Fleury, you'd have to say they have been amongst the most successful. They're right up there in that first cut with the Blackhawks and with the Kings. But when you look at what was there and what was expected, some will make the case that they're still underachievers, that they should be the team that has the most regular season wins, that has the most playoff wins, that has appeared in more Stanley Cup finals during that time, that has won more Stanley Cups than everybody else, that they shouldn't have been a victim of the parity that a salary cap will bring to your sport. And I get it. You can make a case of that good fortune. But the realities are they've been as good as anybody else. They just haven't been far and away as great as everybody, far greater than everybody else. And again, it's like when LeBron went to Miami in the NBA, a very, very talented NBA. Everybody said as soon as that big three in Miami got together, they'll win five championships in 4 years. Well, they won two and four. Some would deem it a disappointment. It's kind of the same thing in Pittsburgh. So while I don't think they dominated on the level a lot of people would expect based on the good fortune of who they were able to draft, you know, when you're having as much success, you're having more success than just about everybody and as much success as the most successful in that select few, I don't know that you can be called an underachiever. You're not an unqualified runaway success and you haven't dominated the sport the way many would have thought you would have based on circumstance. But I don't think you can call them underachievers and disappointing. And getting that second Stanley Cup championship should quiet all those critics of Sidney Crosby, of this Penguins group that has given you over a decade, yes, some high moments, but some real disappointing ones as well. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in. Again, that number, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to join us here on The Attack, and you can weigh in on all things Game 5 NBA Finals, from conspiracy theories to who wins, what lineup do we see, to anything else in between, or the 2016 Belmont Stakes and all things thoroughbred racing, or all things Stanley Cup Finals. They're all fair game at 800-878-PLAY on Twitter, at JoeSpano56, or at SportsByline USA. Finally, before we get out the door here, we do have to memorialize one of the truly great players in NHL history and his passing at 88, and that's the great Gordie Howe. Now, without question, the greatest right winger in the history of hockey. And while Wayne Gretzky will always be considered the greatest, you can put, you know, Gordie Howe is right there with Mario Lemieux behind the great one. And in some ways, to me, the margin between the two, while the numbers say otherwise, the game was different when Wayne and Mario played it than when Gordie Howe played it. So I don't think the numbers tell the whole story. I don't think there's a huge gap between the great one, Wayne Gretzky, and Gordie Howe. And I actually think, despite the numbers, that Gordie's ahead of Mario Lemieux. But Mario Lemieux was a terrific, terrific hockey player. But I happen to think Gordie Howe is a better hockey player. And I'm going to tell you why. Numbers won't tell you that. But some of the amazing things that Gordie Howe did, from his longevity, from his ability to take a WHA team to a championship, score 100 points in the WHA, and just be a brilliant, brilliant player. And even in his last year in the NHL, when he went after the merger, when he plays that last year in the NHL for the Hartford Whalers, here he is at 51 years old. He scores 41 points, 15 goals, 26 assists for 41 points. I mean, there was no more great hockey left in Gordie Howe at 51. And you could even see the decline was starting at 50. But you look, he left the NHL at 42 due to the arthritis, and he was dealing with some issues. But he was still, you know, all the way into his late 30s and early 40s, he was still the very best that they had to offer, or amongst the very best offensive players that they had to offer. And unlike those two that you compare with them, and the one that you put in front of them in Wayne Gretzky, Gordie Howe didn't need an enforcer. It was his own enforcer. You know, most great scorers in the NHL, including the likes of Lemieux and particularly Gretzky, needed enforcers around them to protect him. Gordie Howe didn't need an enforcer. You know, like I said, they didn't name it the Gordie Howe hat trick. One goal, one assist, one fight for no reason. Not only was he, you know, one of the three greatest scorers in the history of the NHL, he had a longevity unmatched by anybody. And unlike those other great scorers, he could mix it up and take care of himself. And you didn't have to put an enforcer out there. He was a great hockey player. And in this day and age, I don't know how much we realize how special Gordie Howe was. And Gordie Howe's gone at 88. And he was one of the greats in hockey history. And hopefully he is remembered that way. But we're going to get ready to step on out and tie a bow around this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You keep it where it is.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we're here to wrap up this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Another great edition in the books. And if you missed any of it, you can take advantage of the many ways to check out all the programming on Sports Byline and the Spano and Black Attack. Go to iHeartRadio and go to the on-demand and go to the on-demand content. Go to TuneIn Radio and check out the on-demand content and try and catch anything you missed here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and specifically here on the Spano and Black Attack. Same thing with Stitcher.com. Those are all great places to check out and take a listen to anything you missed live on your schedule and on your time, as they all have a wealth of Spano and Black Attack and Sports Byline on-demand content. Also, don't forget, Best of Byline, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, weekdays, a two-hour block of the best and brightest from earlier in the day on Sports Byline. So if there's anything you missed on this edition of the Attack, you can likely catch it later on Best of Byline. And to find out what's coming on Best of Byline, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. So another great one in the books. And I couldn't do it without my producer Robert, without Darren Peck, without Scott Cuddy, without all of you. And you know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. I'm Joe Spano. So long until we meet again for a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.